Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Some say not having Gobert was part of the reason for the losing streak. Some say it wasn't. But after a win against the Nuggets with his return, the Jazz failed to dethrone King James and the Lakers tonight, losing 101-95. So what's really the problem?
And hands it over to Monk, who's their one of their hottest shooters. That's another one up and in. Another off-the-bounce three for Malik Monk. Right wing three for Horton Tucker is good. And the Jazz transition defense, which ranks 29th in the NBA, victimized again. LeBron walks into a three and hits as the Jazz transition defense, which ranks 29th in the league, is victimized again.
Although the Jazz lost, it wasn't all Lakers all day. The Jazz did put up a team effort with Conley being the leading scorer tonight. They also rallied together to gain a 10-point lead, but couldn't sustain it to finish the game.
Conley, step back three over Monk's. Got it. Nice. Royce O'Neal with his pink shoes fires the three and hits, and he's shooting it really, really well. Moved by Donovan to the window, goes up on top of the tin and lays it up and in.
Boy,
he faked middle, came back baseline, got up over top of the cup and laid it in.
Just shook Bradley.
They double, right side Ingles, wide open three and he nailed it. Nice. Knocks it away. Now they bring a double to Bogey. High skip pass to O'Neal is unguarded for three. He's good. Royce O'Neal, if he's willing to shoot it, could have a career night tonight, because they are simply not guarding him.
As the Jazz were up by 10, staggering the Lakers on a 12-2 run, LeBron and company pivoted and finished the game strong as the Jazz went on a three-minute drought during the last 4 minutes of the game.
Russell Westbrook attacking hard to the rim, packed it with the right hand. Oh my goodness, and a technical foul on Westbrook for taunting, but what a dunk. LeBron fades back and hits. Man, he is special. A Monk on an off-the-bounce three hits.
Frank Vogel went a different route, only playing Westbrook for 28 minutes, probably because the Lakers were negative 14 with him on the floor. But he did ice the game for the Lakers, scoring the last five buckets in the clutch.
Here's Westbrook, who tortures the Jazz and struggles against the rest of the NBA. Left side brings Gobert out. Driving, pull-up mid-range hopper off the glass and in. That's the banker Ron Boone was talking about. Westbrook left side. Westbrook, trying to figure out how he's driving, gets by Royce O'Neal for an easy layup.
The Jazz lose tonight 101-95, with Donovan Mitchell only scoring 13 points. Combined, Mitchell, Bogey, Clarkson, and Gay went 1 of 26 from 3 tonight. We look to blast off against the Rockets Wednesday, January 19th, at home, 7 o'clock. So get your tickets at UtahJazz.com, because we will be giving Houston the problem they always say they have. This is Tyler Fountain. You've just been hit with your Jazz Game Rewind.